今天我们开始一个新的讲道系列，是传道书。
Today we'll begin a new series of sermons on the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以呢，今天我们是第一次讲这一卷书，我们就主要讲一讲这卷书的背景资料和它的一个主要的信息是什么。
And today, because it's the first time that we are covering this book, we will talk about its background and its central themes.
传道书呢，传统上大家都认为啊，这本书的作者呢是大卫的儿子所罗门写的。
Traditionally, it is believed that the book is written by Solomon, son of King David.
虽然这个书没有写是谁写的名字，但是呢，一开始的时候第一节啊，我们就看到这里讲，以下是传道者就是在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子所说的话。
Even though it doesn't mention the author by name, it says in verse 1 that the words of the teacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem.
传道者呢，这中文呢，不是指我们今天的传道人或者牧师，他原来的意思呢是老师的意思，在英文里面可能比较容易明白。
The word in English is teacher. It does not mean a preacher or pastor in today's sense. It literally means teacher.
在后面的文章中我们也会看到呢，传道者这一个人呢，就是写这本书的人，他是非常有智慧，非常富裕的。
The book also mentions that the author is someone who is rich, both in wealth and wisdom.
所以呢，虽然没有指明作者是谁这个名字，但是我们很容易猜到这个作者就是所罗门了。
So even though the name is not specifically mentioned, it's very easy for us to guess that he's Solomon.
因为在圣经中记载啊，所罗门的智慧是超过众人的。
Because the Bible records that no one surpassed Solomon in wisdom.
他的财富呢也是比其他的皇都多。
And no king surpassed him in wealth.
而传道书这本书呢，在圣经里面呢，传统被分类做智慧书卷。就像约伯记啊或者箴言一样，他们叫做智慧书。
Ecclesiastes is traditionally classified as wisdom literature, just like Job and Proverbs.
它里面所讨论的内容呢，是一个比较普世性的生活智慧或者是哲学。
And what it talks about is wisdom and philosophy from a universal point of view.
所以呢，它不单单是针对基督徒或者针对以色列人的。
So it is not targeted specifically at Christians or Jews.
乃是在整个人生的生活经验当中的一个反省啊，用这一些的经验用来教导下一代的年轻人。
It's a reflection on experiences of life, useful for teaching younger generations.
那所以呢，传道书是一位充满着智慧。知识而且是非常有权力的一位皇帝，他在自己晚年的时候对人生做出的总结。
And hence, Ecclesiastes is written by a wise and powerful king in his old age as a summary to his observations of life.
在教会很少人会讲传道书。
Not many people in church would preach on book.
因为呢，在今天经文当中的第二节啊，这个作者已经为人生做了一个定义。
Because in as early as verse 2, the author gives this definition to life.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Vanities of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of all vanities, always vanity.
虚空是什么呢？虚空不是说人生什么都没有。
What is vanity? It doesn't mean that we don't have anything in life.
虚空乃是说你人生所做的努力最后是徒劳无功的。
It means that all your toils in life are done in vain.
或者说呢，就是人呢很努力的做这一些的工作的时候呢，最后像在沙漠当中的海市蜃楼一样。
In other words, your labor is like a mirage in a desert.
就在沙漠中啊，你远远的看上去看到好像有城市有水有那一些你想追求的东西。
It might look very detailed with the city and the river in the mirage, but It looks like something that you would want to work towards.
但是呢，当你冲上前去哈，想要追求它的时候呢，到了那里那些东西就会蒸发了，就会没有了，不见了。
But when you start to pursue it, or you rush towards it, it suddenly evaporates into thin air.
这一种对人生悲观的看法呢，与基督徒的世界观是非常不一样的。
This pessimistic view of life is totally opposite to a Christian's worldview.
因为大家知道你信耶稣的时候，我们看人生是非常积极的。
Because as you know, after we believe in Jesus Christ, our view of life is very positive.
我们信耶稣之后，我们有新的生命。
We have received new life through our belief in Christ.
我们的新生命要被神使用，要来改变世界，要积极主动的去传福音。
Our life will be used by God to change the world through His gospel.
但是在传道书里面说人生就是一场虚空。
But in Ecclesiastes, life is vanity.
所以呢，很少牧师喜欢讲传道书，更别说要跟这些年轻人来讲传道书了。
Therefore, very few pastors would preach on this book, especially to youth.
因为怕大家以后什么都不做了，反正都是虚空的，是不是？
Because they will fear that you won't do anything. Everything's useless anyway.
传道书传道者这个教导跟传统人类的这种的教育是完全相反的，是完全不一样的。
The teachings of Ecclesiastes is totally different to traditional teachings.
传统的教导是什么？就教导我们你要年轻人要努力的工作，当你努力的工作，你就有美好的将来。
So we're taught from a young age to work hard because that will bring success into our life.
但是传道书里面讲到你努力工作到最后你是虚空的。
But what this book says is, even if you work hard, it will end up being nothing.
虽然不是很多人喜欢讲传道书，但是当你看细细的看传道书的内容里面讲的道理之后呢，你又好像没有办法去驳斥他所讲的道理。
Even though not many would like to talk about this book, but you cannot deny that when you read it carefully, these teachings have merit.
在今天读的经文从第三节到十一节这个内容里面呢，传道者就把整个人的人生放在了我们所处的这个宇宙当中来看。
So in today's message,In chapter 1, between verse 3 to 11, the teacher observes life within the perspective of the universe.
他说人努力工作有什么意义呢？
Says, what do people gain from all the toil at which they toil under the sun?
他告诉你说呢，你看看这个宇宙太阳早上从那边升起来，晚上从那边要落下去了，然后明天早上又上来了。
It says, observe the universe. The sun rises in the morning, it goes down at night, and rises again in the morning.
风呢，吹完了南边又吹往西边。
The wind blows west, then it blows east.
传道者甚至还在他的人生经历当中发现原来水都是这样的。
And in his observation of water, he discovers that too follows the same cycle.
在江河里面的水从山上一直流到海里面，但是这么多水流下去，海从来就没有满过。
Even though water flows continuously from the streams, the rivers in the mountains into the sea is never filled.
到最后呢，水又不知道为什么又回到山上面去了，然后又掉进河里面了，又下来了。
And the water somehow returns to the streams in the mountain.
当然今天我们小学生都知道，因为水在海里面蒸发了上天了，然后又被风吹到山上去，又下雨了，这一个循环。
So even primary school kids these days know that water evaporates from the sea, gets blown into the mountains and comes down as rain.
那在传道者这个眼中这个作者这个眼中，宇宙万物是不断的在循环不息。
In the eyes of the teacher, the universe is made up of endless cycles.
而传道者把人放到这个循环当中去看的时候呢，就看到人的生命是非常的虚空。
And when he placed man within these cycles, he realized the meaninglessness of life.
所以他在 第四节啊，里面他又讲，他说啊，人呐、啊，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
Verse 4, he says, a generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
第九、第十节啊，又说到已有的事必再有，做过的事必再做，日光之下并无新事。有什么事人可以说，看呐、啊，这是新的呢？其实很久以前已经有了。在我们之前早就有了。
In verse 9-10, what has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, see, this is new, it has already been, in the ages before us.
传道者所讲的这种的新事啊，不是今天我们讲的这种的科技的发展带给我们那个电视啊、电脑啊、电话啊这一些事情哦，这些真的是以前没有的哈、啊。像我这个 iPhone， 我相信以前是没有的，是新的东西。
By new things, the teacher didn't mean technology, which brings us televisions and mobile phones and computers. These things have never existed in the past.
但是这一些东西对人类的只会是对生活带来影响，而没有对人的生命有影响啊！生活和生命是不一样的。
But even though these things have changed how we live our lives, but they have not changed the essence of life itself.
啊，譬如说我们有了这样的科技啊，我们的生活会比较方便了。但是这种的科技没有使我们的生命更快乐。
Perhaps things might be more convenient these days that we have this technology, but we're not living any happier.
当我这个科技，我有了一个 iPhone 3的时候，我会更快乐吗
？Did my life change to be better when I had my iPhone 3?
啊，不会的，因为我看到我有了 iPhone 4，已经出来了，好，我准备要去 iPhone 4了，然后还有 iPhone 5。
Because I look forward to my iPhone 4 and iPhone 5.
它只会带给我们更多的欲望，对我们真正的生命是没有帮助的。
They only give us more desires, but they really do not change the life itself.
所以传道者说啊，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存，人的生命非常的虚空。
So the teacher says, a generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.Always vanity.
这两天新闻里面不断在播着一个非常重要的新闻，大家可能看到哈，日本的大地震、海啸、核电厂的问题。
There's a piece of news which has been reported repeatedly in the last few days, and that is the earthquake and tsunami that's affecting Japan at the moment.
我相信你去问在当地的那些日本人啊，他们面对那些事情的时候，他也会同样的告诉你，人生是虚空的。
And I truly believe that if you talk to any of the Japanese people faced with this tsunami, this tragedy, they will tell you that life is vanity.
因为我们人的生命当中缺乏的不是一个 iPhone 3或者 iPhone 4甚至 iPhone 5.
Because what is lacking in our lives is not the iPhone 3, 4 or 5.
人生命当中我们最真正要面对的事情是生老病死。
What the real problem we face in life is the inescapable cycle of birth, old age, sickness, and death.
这些是人没有办法去逃避的问题。
These are things that we cannot escape.
而这一些事情以前有，现在有，将来还会有。
And these things existed in the past, they exist now, and they will exist in the future.
人在这个不断循环的宇宙当中是非常非常渺小的。
The part that a man plays in this whole scheme of the universe is indescribably small.
别说宇宙了，我就是昨天看那个电视新闻，看到那个海啸冲过来的时候，那些车和人马路上走，那个水打过来，你看人是多么的渺小。
Even when I was watching the news footage of the tsunami yesterday,I could see how small people are in comparison.
更何况人是在宇宙当中呢？
How much smaller are we when we compare ourselves to the universe?
所以以前的人不管做了什么惊天动地的事，今天也没有人纪念。
No matter how astounding someone's achievements may be, they are quickly forgotten.
啊，所以十一节说啊，不管你以前啊，你追求做怎么样富有的人，或者是你是一个非常有知识的人，到你死了之后啊，将来你死后没有人会纪念。
Verse 11 describes, no matter how rich or knowledgeable you have been in your life, but when you pass away, no one will remember you.
这就是一个现实的世界。
This is reality.
可能你们大部分人都知道你爷爷叫什么名字，但是我已经不知道我爷爷叫什么名字了。
Perhaps some of you may know what your grandpa's name is, but I don't.
虽然他只死了几十年哦，可能在他的生命当中也做过一些什么特别的事情、成就的事情、伟大的事情。
Even though he's been gone only a few decades, and he might have achieved something great in his lifetime.
但是到今天，连他的子孙呢，我都不知道他叫什么名字，更何况是在这一个这么大的宇宙当中呢
？But today, not even his descendant, me, know what he did or his name.How much less does the rest of the universe care?
我们看到日本这一次的灾难死了很多的人，在死的人当中，我相信有很多是非常伟大的人，有很多是非常聪明的人。以后又谁会再纪念他们呢
？Hundreds of people died in this tsunami and earthquake, and many of them might have been famous or rich, but who would remember them after this?
所以。人生是虚空的这个道理好像真的是非常真实。
Therefore, this vanity seems true.
传道书一开始就把人生是虚空这一个结论一开始就定下来了。
So from the very start of the book, the teacher gives this definition to life.
然后呢在以后的章节里面呢他就用各样的证据啊一个一个的来证明人生是虚空这一个道理。
Then he backs up this point using different arguments.
那所以呢，在以后的讲到，我们会一个一个的来讨论这一些他讲的理论。
So in the following sermons, we will discuss these arguments in detail.
啊，然后在整卷传道书的最后一章里面呢，传道者就给了大家一个提醒，就是在空虚的人生当中应该怎样的过。
In the final chapter, the teacher calls his readers to attention regarding how to live this life that is meaningless.
在12章的最后两节13、14节最后两节里面这样讲到你们一切都听见了总而言之应当敬畏神谨守他的诫命因为这是每一个人的本分人所做的每一件事连一切隐藏的事无论善是恶神都必审问。
In the final two verses, he says this. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of everyone. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
传道者知道神将来会审判一切，所以提醒大家就算你的人生是空虚的就算你的人生是没有意义的仍然你要去坚守神的诫命
Because the teacher knows that God will bring everything into judgment so he reminds us that no matter how in vain we live our lives we need to obey God's commandments
敬畏这是人的本分人应当是敬畏神的
Because this is our duty, we need to fear God.
我想传道者这个结论是非常正确的，我们都知道我们应该敬畏神。
And I agree with him. We all know that we need to fear God.
但是这个敬畏神并没有改变传道者对人生是空虚这一种的很负面的看法。
But this view has not changed the pessimistic view of life of the teacher.
这就像什么呢？像一个学生你要去读书，是因为你父母命令你要去读书你还不知道要读多少年才读得完。
It's like a student who only studies for his parents' sake, and he doesn't know how long he needs to keep it up.
虽然这个学生可能是继续在读书，但是他一点都不享受读书，读书是一件苦事，但是呢他又不得不去这样做。
He doesn't enjoy studying. In fact, he's obliged to suffer through studying.
对传道者来说，敬畏神、遵守神的诫命，只是人生当中必须要做的事情啊，但并不代表这个传道者他享受这样的人生。
So similarly to the teacher, obeying God is his duty. It's what he must do. It doesn't mean that he enjoys it.
既然哦，整个传道书它是这么负面的看人生的，为什么这样的书卷它会放在圣经里面呢？
So how did such a pessimistic book end up in the Bible?
为什么我们还要去读传道书呢？
Why should we read this book?
大家有没有看过安徒生的童话故事《丑小鸭》？
Has anyone ever read Andersen's fable of the Ugly Duckling?
啊，大家都有是吧？
Everybody has.
如果你只是单单看丑小鸭的前面的几页，你就会发现丑小鸭这个故事原来是一个悲剧的故事。
So if you only read the first few pages of The Ugly Duckling, you would think it's a tragedy.
因为这个丑小鸭它一生出来就是这么丑，一生出来就是被人欺负的。
Because the duckling was born ugly, and he is bullied by everyone around him.
除非你把整个故事看完，你才会知道原来丑小鸭不是一个悲剧。
Unless you finish the whole book, you will not realize that the story itself is not a tragedy.
因为将来它会变成一美丽的天鹅。
Because he will be transformed into a beautiful swan.
传道书的信息，它是对人生一个负面的看法，这是一个事实来的。
So the book of Ecclesiastes has a very negative view of life. This is the truth.
所以我们不需要硬硬的把这个明明是讲的它负面的东西讲成一个好的东西，它不是，它就是对人生一个负面的看法。
So we cannot forcefully interpret this pessimistic book in a positive way. This is the way it is written.
但是传道书本身只是圣经当中这么多书的其中一卷书而已。
But the truth is that Ecclesiastes is only one book in the Bible.
我们读传道书的时候，我们不能单单只看传道书的内容。
When we're reading it, we cannot think of it in isolation.
我们知道圣经是一本神对人非常整全的启示。
We know that God's revelation to man is the whole Bible.
所以呢，我们当读其中一卷书的时候，我们不能单单的把它抽出来独立的去看。
So when we're reading any book, we cannot.Take it out of its context.
而是要看这卷书在整本圣经里面它的作用是什么。
But we must see what its function is in the entire Bible.
这也是很多人为什么读不懂圣经的原因，因为他们没有把圣经整本圣经当作一个整体来看。
And this is one of the reasons why many people cannot understand the Bible. It's because they have not looked at it as a whole.
圣经是整个人类的历史。
The Bible covers the entire timeline of human history.
从一开始的创世纪神创造天地，到人犯罪被赶出伊甸园到最后一卷书启示录里面人要到新天新地。
From the very beginning in Genesis, when God created the heaven and earth, to when men were kicked out of the Garden of Eden because of sin.To the very last book in Revelations, where we receive the new heaven and new earth.
在整个历史当中，最重要的启示的高峰就是主耶稣基督的降生、受死、复活和升天。
And the pinnacle of this entire history of Revelation is Jesus' birth, death, resurrection, and ascension.
那一点就是整个人类历史的转折点。
And that is the turning point.In the entire human history.
如果没有耶稣的救赎，人仍然会活在一个因为犯罪而带来的那种的痛苦的人生当中，一个非常负面的人生当中。
Without Jesus' salvation, we will still be living in a life of suffering brought upon us by sin.
就像传道书里面所讲的，人生就是虚空的，是活在一个不断循环的有罪的这一样的宇宙当中，是没有意义的。
Just like this, it is described in Ecclesiastes, will be a life of endless cycles and suffering.
为什么这个传道者会这样的看人生呢？
Why does the teacher view life in this way?
这是因为在传道书那个年代，耶稣还没有降生。
It is because Jesus was not born in his time.
虽然啊，神我们知道一早在创世纪已经预备好救赎的计划。
Even though we know that God has planned salvation long ago.
但在那个时候呢，在人看上去啊，这个救赎的计划是很模糊不清的。
But to the people of those times, the salvation was not clear.
直到神透过差派耶稣啊，把他的救赎计划启示告诉给我们的时候，我们才明白过来，哦，原来是这样的。
We did not fully understand God's design until it was shown to us through Christ.
这就像我们现在很流行看的那个 3D 的电影一样。
It's like the popular 3D movies that we have.
如果你什么都不带，就这样去电影院看的时候呢，会看得模糊不清哦，看到头晕的。
So if you just look at the movie with your eyes, you can't, everything will seem very blurry.
但是只要你一戴上那一副 3D 的眼镜的时候啊，你就会马上看到非常清晰的图案。
As soon as you put on the 3D glasses, everything becomes clear.
圣经就是这样，很多人读他们读不懂圣经，特别是看不明白旧约里面所讲的这一些的事情，是因为他们没有戴上这一副眼镜。
The Bible is the same.Many people cannot understand the Bible, especially not the Old Testament. It's because they have not put on these glasses.
读圣经的眼镜就是耶稣的救赎。
The glasses you need to put on for Bible reading is the salvation of Jesus.
所有的旧约的圣经呢，都是为了预备耶稣将来要降生，要做救赎来预备的。
All the books in the Old Testament were written in preparation for the arrival of Jesus.
所以你只要戴上这个眼镜，就是说耶稣，就是看到这个答案的时候，你就能回去看明白旧约里面所讲的了。
Therefore, as soon as you put on the glasses of Jesus, you will be able to understand what the Old Testament is talking about.
所以呢，为什么很多的牧师会叫大家你先读新约啊，读好了新约再读旧约？
And that is why many pastors will recommend you to read the New Testament first, before you read the Old Testament.
当你看到耶稣就戴上了他的眼镜，然后去反过来去明白以前神是怎么样预备耶稣的话呢，你就理解整个圣经是怎样的。
When you put on the glasses of Jesus' salvation, you'll be able to understand the entire story of the Bible.
因此呢，我们在未来的几个月里面呢，我们会慢慢的来看传道书。
So in the next few months, we will study the book of Ecclesiastes in detail.
在每一次我们会怎样的看呢？就是首先看传道书里面一个没有耶稣的人生是像传道者一样是怎样的空虚法。
This is the way we will do it. We will first look at a character in the Book of Ecclesiastes, how he lives without the salvation of Jesus.
然后呢，我们再会看在新约的时代，一个拥有耶稣的人又怎么样能够去超越传道者讲人生的那种的空虚。
Then we will compare him to a person from the New Testament, someone who has known Jesus, and how their lives differ.
所以呢，这也是一个机会，让我们好好的学习怎么样来读旧约。
And this is also a good opportunity for us to learn how to read the Old Testament.
所以请大家回去一起读传道书这一卷书。
So please go home and read the book of Ecclesiastes in detail.
好，今天就到这里。
It's all for today.